No, I'm sorry, I thought you meant Mujib.
No,
private, we spent many hours together in his home, that he had a sharp reaction from the general, who said, what exactly did you mean by this? But in fact, in the rest of the country, things were quiet. Mr. Bhutto, who could have used this to excite the riffraff,
he used either side. Either side.
Did not do it, you see. Now, of course, Newsweek can't be bold readily in West Pakistan. But the generals did see it.
Oh, sure.
And Yahya tried very hard to explain to some of the close members of his group, and particularly General Hamid and Pir Sardar and Omar and others, that he didn't really mean what Ashraf said, that he had been misquoted and so forth. But on the whole, it was accepted. And then in addition to this, a number of people are now circulating petitions asking the president to free Mujib, including Ashraf Khan and others, who have an important role in the army.
In West Pakistan.
And the list of these petitioners is increasing. So that basically, I think people are so fed up with the situation in the East. The business community in West Pakistan, which has always had an important role to play, is finding that the country is being drained and kicked now economically. They have absolutely no export markets. In East Pakistan, the Jews, which is a foreign exchange earner, is now an idea. And generally, if there could be some kind of hope, of a solution, you know, people would probably know pre-mortem. People would probably listen. So the only problem really is the hawkish foreign generals, who probably would prefer to have a war between them and lose face by having a stalemate, which would be opposed by the international community.
The war with India, they're going to lose.
Rather than to face a defeat by the Bangladesh. Because the Punjabis have always felt that the Punjabis are basically inferior. And they thought of being defeated by the holy guerrillas. for the 25th. I could see the handwriting on the wall.
Before the polling?
Yes, one could see it coming, even after the results of the elections, it became very clear. And since I knew Gucci personally extremely well, and Bhutto extremely well, yes, I could see that also, if you look at this situation, I mean, the outcome of the elections, the personality of both men, Yaya had trouble. And at that particular time, I shared my concern with Mr. Kissinger, whom I've known for some time. Background goes back to Harvard.
Yeah.
At that particular moment, I wrote him a letter in which I expressed my serious fear that the situation would be out of hand. So, unfortunately, since that time, things have become ever so much more complicated. But I am absolutely convinced that if today Yaya could be prevailed upon to use the last card which he has in this game, which is Mujibur. And I've been able to ensure that Mujib would be willing to talk. Because Mujib believes, first of all, that the only answer still lies not in an independent Bengal as a completely independent unity, but as a kind of federation, which would then allow Mrs. Gandhi to neutralize the extremist elements on the Indian side, if they, the refugee Bangladesh types in Calcutta, all the West Bengalis, all the folks in the parliament, from the Jamaat or the other extremist parties. And it would also defuse the situation considerably at the border, as long as Yaya can keep the army under control, of course,
yeah.
And not get himself sidetracked by some of the generals around here who might take over. I don't think they would. I don't think they would if they could see clearly that there was no other way out. And I think that stage has been reached in the sense that if Mujib is not used somehow, if some kind of arrangement can't be worked out, and certainly here Yaya needs the advice and guidance of friends like yourself, Mr. President, I see that in the short run or in the long run, there will be an independent Bengal, which will be probably wrested away from the body of Pakistan for some prolonged, protracted guerrilla warfare, which would create a terrible situation for the whole of Asia and the whole of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole of Asia would become lopsided again. And then Bengal probably would ultimately end up as a free independent state, which would be extremely leftist, and which Mrs. Gandhi certainly could do nothing to neutralize. And then Pakistan and India would have to meet to discuss the problem of Bengal, which would be a headache to both of them. So I think this is the only hope.
Let me say that I will give you a share, of course, our continuous effort to program. So I continue to the players, just to the extent we have influence on either side. As far as this is one of those few areas I emphasize where war is not an acceptable alternative to any line. It cannot be. And if this we, of course, feel, and I think I have others.
suffering that has been inflicted on the eastern half of the country, he doesn't have a chance. This is not true. I'm quite convinced that this is not true. The whole problem, I think, hinges on the way in which he's going to transfer power. If he transfers power to people who have been chanted to represent East Pakistan and continues this ban on the Awami League, the people who have been cleared from the Awami League are not going to come forward as long as this goes on. This is clear. Now, the one hope is that in the assembly he has kept Mujib's seat. Mujib's seat is still there and Kemal Hussein, Mujib's associate, close associate, still has his seat. That may be the outcome of the trial, you see. Because if they are cleared, then normally they should be able to take back their seat.
How long does the trial take?
Well, this is really up to Yahya in the sense that, that he can relate.
It's a military trial?
Yes, it's in live court, military court, and it's held in Tunicado. But I have many contacts with the man who's defending Mujib, and I think the only hope lies in that kind of arrangement to be worked out between him and Mujib, because after all, he can have access to his time and be used as an intermediary by anyone.
On the refugee side, we continue to do everything we can.
I know.
Not only that,
we tried.
You have also to try to promote their return to Pakistan. In
which is, of course,
and I think the UN has a very important role to play. A very important role to play in this humanitarian area. And also in the political areas, no doubt, but it requires more consultation between the UN and the State Department and other governments on how the UN can be used for political settlement. Thank you so much.
Of course, you have the additional one of the Chinese there.
I think the Chinese would also want some kind of political solution on the South Pacific rather than sugar.
We would also
spread the
balance. Well, I'll see you again, Mr. Nassau. I wish you the very best. Thank you very much. All you do is good. You see, other people do that. Thank you.
Try our best for you.